Excellent. Friends, there are journeys that all of us will have to take that we will not be prepared for. Places we'll have to walk that we aren't ready to go. Perhaps in your life it was the principal's office. You hear your name over the PA, and with every step as you approach a principal's office, you ask the question, why me? Why have I been singled out? Or what evidence do they have against me? Walking through the doors of hospice takes a lot of courage. It's a walk that oftentimes we just aren't prepared to make. We go inside and we hold a hand that has grown weaker, and we say goodbye, knowing that this just may be the last time. That every single one of us will have a fight that we aren't prepared to fight, will have a walk, a journey that we aren't prepared to take. And by faith, we put one foot in front of the other and simply make our way. This has played itself out over and over and over again this past week in the congregation here in this church. We've had some elderly parents whose bodies have grown weaker. There are children in this congregation that are dealing with the most serious of conditions. And one particular family had to say goodbye to their son, just 17 years old. And you try to figure out what will life look like afterwards. Now, with all of these families, I step in and step out of their journey with them. I take a few steps along with them, but eventually I go back to my own house. But they themselves, step by step, continue forward into a future that can be absolutely terrifying. And there are journeys that we take that nobody else can possibly take for us. It's our journey. It's our fight. And we have our own fight test that we face. Mary and Joseph certainly were not ready to take the journey that they had laid before them. A census had been ordered that they were going to have to go down to Bethlehem to be registered. And the Roman government couldn't have cared less about Mary's condition, that she was 9 months pregnant. They couldn't have cared less. It would have made absolutely no significance at all to them if she would have lost her child. At least it wouldn't have made any significance in the Roman Empire for another 300 years, that is. But the Romans couldn't have cared less. And Mary, I am certain, and Joseph struggled with the idea of what is the right next step that we should take. I imagine Joseph could have probably refused to go. He could have simply said, you know, gosh, they probably won't notice that I didn't show up. I mean, certainly the Roman government wouldn't have missed one low-income, insignificant man, right? Let's be honest. The Roman Empire didn't become as big and as large and as wealthy and as vast as it was by letting people slip through the cracks. Yes, Joseph may have refused to go. He may have refused to be counted, and he may have had a great excuse. And perhaps he would have gotten along for a little while and thought that maybe the Romans had forgot about him. But eventually a knock would have come to his door. He would have been dragged from his home. He would have been beaten. And at that point, he would have been sold into slavery. Because believe me, the Romans would have gotten their money out of him one way or another. And for Mary herself, my gosh, I can imagine perhaps the conversations between husband and wife. I mean, Joseph was the only one who really needed to be counted in the census. Perhaps Mary begged Joseph, let me just stay with my family in Nazareth. Let me deliver my child here. And in your own life, I know that there have been tough decisions that all of us have had to make, tests that jump up before us, journeys that we don't want to make, in which we say, Lord, just give me the right answer. Make it clear for me what I need to do next. I'm certain that Mary and Joseph begged for a clear answer to be given, but like for all of us, there are times in which we have to make decisions in which there is no clear direction forward. We simply do the best we can. Now, that wasn't always the case. At one point, Joseph was afraid to marry Mary, and so he was considering abandoning her and breaking off the marriage. And in the middle of the night, in the middle of a dream, the angels came to him and spoke to him and said, Joseph, don't you dare run away from this fight. Don't be afraid to take Mary as your wife. Don't be afraid of taking Jesus as your son. But where were the angels singing now? In a time in which he needed to hear the angels sing, they were silent. And the only one speaking at that point was the Emperor Augustus, directing them to go and take a journey that they did not want to take. So what do? Whose voice do you listen to? The only one speaking was the emperor, and no matter how arrogant and pompous and delusional he was about claiming that he was a god, Joseph knew the difference. It was not true. And so what would you do in your situation? If you were 9 months pregnant, would you make that journey? Now, I've never been 9 months pregnant before. But Lori, I imagine that when you're 9 months pregnant, taking a several-day journey on the back of a mule is probably not the first option that you'd want to take. And guys, would you really ask your wife to make this journey with you? Well, Joseph did. Joseph did. And along the way, Joseph realized that whenever a census was taken across the empire, that there were usually a fight that would break out. That people would become angry that they were being counted because they knew that there was a new tax that was coming. That the anger would boil into rebellion. The rebellion would boil over into outright warfare, and then the Roman centurions would come and the slaughter would begin. And that anybody who was left alive, man, woman, and child, would then be sold into slavery. And so I imagine Joseph considered leaving Mary up in Nazareth. But then he also knew that if open warfare began, he couldn't possibly afford to have his wife way up in Nazareth several days away from him. It was too far. And he had promised God that he would look after this child. He promised God that he would look after Mary. And the distance between them would have been too great. So Mary had to come. And they were forced to go on a journey that they didn't want to take. Friends, we see other journeys that people have to take. And sometimes we pity them. We say, oh my gosh, I wouldn't know what I would do in that situation. But who's kidding who? All of us will have a fight test that comes up in our own life in which we are asked the question, how much fight do you have within you? What are you going to do about the situation that you're in? My mother was the kind of mother who was prepared for everything in this world. She had a plan for it all. She had a plan for everything. And she was ready for any situation that might come up in her life until she wasn't. And that's the same for all of us. That there are things in life that pop up that we can't possibly be prepared for. And in those moments of life, we can cry. I know I have. We can call out to God, say, Lord, this just is not fair. I've done that too. I'm certain that Mary and Joseph must have felt that way as they were making their way down to Bethlehem. I know in my own life, I remember in third grade, I called out and I kept complaining that this was not fair or that was not fair until my third grade teacher pulled me off to the side, I thought rather cruelly, grabbed me by the chin and looked me in the eye and said, Bill, guess what? Life is not fair. Life is not fair. What are you going to do about it? And friends, that is the fight test, is to come to the realization that we are involved in circumstances at times that are just not fair. But what are we going to do about it? Will we lay down and cry and just give up? Will we lay our bodies down on some lonesome road between Nazareth and Bethlehem? Or will we somehow learn to drag ourselves back to our feet and step forward in faith? Step by step, we go forward. And we face the mountain in front of us, and we just begin to climb. A good friend of mine defined grit this way, and believe me, faith takes grit. The grit is not going to be, a person's grit will not be measured by how many fights did they win in life. The grit will not be measured by how many points that you score, but rather grit will be measured by how many times you choose to drag yourself back to your feet and step by step move forward in faith. Faith takes grit. It takes a ton of grit. And so Mary and Joseph moved forward. They climbed the mountain that was in front of them. A good friend of mine 2 years ago faced the unthinkable. His son overdosed on heroin and died. This was not something he had ever prepared for. This was not the dream that he had for his child when he had this little boy and held him in his arms. It was not the dream that he had for his child when his kid was a varsity athlete and just an absolutely beautiful young man. But Tim didn't run away from it. I walked a few of those steps with him. I was along the journey for a little while, but Tim never ran away from this journey at all. As a matter of fact, he embraced it for every miserable, ugly part of it. This was his journey he was going to have to take. It was not a journey he was prepared to make, but he stepped forward in faith. You might say, what's that look like? Well, Tim plays music, and all of the anguish that Tim's felt over the last 2 years in his heart, he's not hidden it away. He's poured it into the guitar that he plays. And he plays and he plays and he plays. And he remembers his son every time he picks that instrument up. And by faith, he's stepping forward. And he's turning the great sorrow in his heart into a beautiful thing of the music that he plays. Now, friends, when Mary and Joseph were on their journey, they came to their final hill that they had to climb. And all of us, the journeys that we take, they'll all come to an end at some point. We'll have one last hill that needs to be climbed. Mary and Joseph climbed their final hill, and on the other side, they saw the lights of Bethlehem, and it let them know that, yes, the journey was about to come to an end. They had made it. They had passed the test. And all of us, no matter what mountain lies before us, just know that step by step we go forward in faith, and that eventually, at the end of that journey, there is a child that is born to us. At the end of the journey, no matter how difficult the journey is, there is a child that is born into an uncertain world, into a world of strife, a child born to be our Savior that is the greatest gift of hope that this world will ever receive. So friends, face the mountain before you. Drag yourself back to your feet. Step by step, move forward in faith. And just remember that with each step that you take, you come ever closer to Bethlehem, to the child born to be our Savior. Amen.